Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast of Church on the Back Deck. And, you know, we're going to continue our journey looking for a religion that promotes equality, peace, love, and acceptance as we examine parts of the Bible with regard to what God would or would not have said. And today, we're going to focus on one of the beautiful parts of the Bible. Again, we're doing this in the spirit of, have we misrepresented God in thinking the entire Bible is the inspired Word of God, as opposed to some of it being what men may have written down? And today, we're going to look at a scripture that our world could use a big dose of this right now. We're going to look at Romans 12, 15 through 18, which says, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another, do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position, do not be conceited, do not repay anyone evil for evil, be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Man, what great words these are. You know, in essence, we're saying, make it about other people. Be happy with people who have reason to be happy, and be sad with people who have reason to be sad. You know, too often today, we can find people being jealous for people who have reason to be happy, and happy when certain people have had something bad that has happened in their life. In a world of peace, we would not be jealous of someone else's success and happy for someone else's misfortune, because that's all about ourselves, and it is very selfish. And selfishness does not promote harmony and peace, and may indeed be one of the biggest issues we see in our world today. Then we talk about live in harmony with each other. Oh my. Almost every time we look around today, we see disharmony in many, many situations. It seems to be much easier to find something wrong with someone than it is to find something right. To live in harmony requires effort. We must try and understand each other, but instead we end up judging each other. You know, it's much easier to judge. We can judge in split-second timing from an event that happens in a snapshot in time. And understanding each other requires much more time and much more effort. We must ask questions and seek information to truly see where someone else is coming from or what they are going through in their life. Maybe this is why we see such a lack of harmony in the world today. Are we simply lazy or so stuck in our thoughts and beliefs that we don't want to put forth the effort to understand someone that is different than we are? We need to think about this, and we really need to try to put these words into practice, living in harmony with each other. Then we move on to do not be proud and do not be conceited. You know, it's like we see the exact opposite of this happening today. People say, look at me, or look what I've done, and people thinking that they are better than someone else. You know, this mindset is at the very core of division and discord. Until we can get it through our heads that no one is better than anyone else, and we are all in this together, we will not find true harmony and peace. You know, all in this together means that if one of us is mistreated, then we're all mistreated. And if one of us is thought of as less than, we are all less than. We have to start thinking of ourselves as being equal, and no one is more important than anyone else. Then we move on to do not repay anyone evil for evil. Wow. More of the theme in our world today is, I'll pay you back 10 times for what you did to me. We live in a I'll get revenge and I'll get even society if there ever was one. The thought of not getting even sometimes never occurs to us, much less the thought of repaying evil with understanding. The thing we know about history is that repaying with evil or revenge is a never-ending story. It's always someone else's turn to get even, and it takes much more strength to repay evil with understanding. Well, what does this mean? It means communicating with the person who wronged you. This requires much more time and effort, but you may find it was based on a misunderstanding to begin with, or that addressing it allowed for a line of communication that could possibly stop the wrong from happening again. So we're going to have to try to get this in our minds. Don't repay evil for evil. Let's start communicating. Let's find out what's behind it and see if we can't start a line of communication that helps understanding and harmony actually take place. Then we move on to be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. You know, what great words these would be for us to put into practice. Too often, we do what is right in our own eyes, or we do what is right when someone else is watching that we want to impress. I heard a good saying one time which went like this: character is doing the right thing when no one is watching. No one really knows the true us except the people who live with us. We really don't even want them to know the true us, but since we live with them, we can't keep the act up for that long, and the true us bleeds out anyway. Can you imagine what the world would be like if we always made it a point to do what is right for everyone concerned and not just for ourselves? Maybe that would start us on the road to a world with harmony and peace. And you know, the last part of this verse, it has the kicker. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Notice it doesn't just say some of the people. It says everyone. So we need to ask ourselves, are we a peacemaker? Are we a peacemaker? Or are we a pot stirrer? Peacemakers don't stir up problems or keep them going. They try to resolve them. Peacemakers don't hold grudges. They try to resolve them. And peacemakers don't do things that divide people. They do things to bring people together. Peacemakers don't make people feel bad about themselves. They make people feel supported and offer solutions to these people. Peacemakers don't look for reasons to hate. They find reasons to love. And peacemakers don't pick sides. They bring sides together. Now, these words could definitely be the inspired word of God. These are words that are true for all times and give a message that would be true for everyone. These words are not contradictory or confusing, but instead they bring clarity and a solution for the division and hate we see in our world today. Now, again, please understand, it is not my intent to destroy anyone's belief system, but perhaps to strengthen it. Over time, it seems we have turned the Bible into God. And when you can open your mind and look at the entirety of what the Bible says, it has some beautiful things to say, which undoubtedly would have come from God, but it also has some not so beautiful things to say, which undoubtedly would not have come from God. The reason this is so important is because some people use the Bible for superiority, exclusion, condemnation, and judgment, which is a direct contradiction to what God would want. When we finish this journey, my hope is that it will allow for more peace and equality and love and acceptance. I want to thank you guys for joining in. If you have any feedback, comments, questions, would welcome those, or thoughts for additional podcast topics that you would like to hear. Probably the next topic we're going to address will be around the topic of a God of love or a God of legalism. and we'll address both sides of that topic and take a look at it on our next podcast. Again, thank you guys for joining us. I hope you all have a great day, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.